Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's Monday the 3rd of June 2024. I want to talk today about how successful business owners exercise. So last week here in the UK, it was something called half term. I don't know if they have this in other places around the world, but we have 3 school terms a year in a calendar year. And through in the middle of each of those terms, the kids get a break. It's kind of like a half term. So last week, what felt like all of the children in the whole of the country were off for a week, which is quite nice, actually, just for a week. And I had my dad come and stay with us for a couple of nights. So he lives about 150 miles away. We don't see him more than 2-3 times a year. And he came and stayed with us. And we went to London. So on Thursday, we were in London for most of the day, which was lovely. We went to see a show and we went to some museums and it was fun. But we did about 20,000 steps. Now, my dad is 72, 73, something like that. And, you know, he's reasonably fit and healthy, but he has been throughout his life. But he was really struggling. I mean, we did a lot of walking because London is a walking city. It's so much easier to walk around and just catch the tube. And he was really struggling. And we got to the end of the day where he was just, you know, he just looked ill. He was sitting down because his back was hurting, his knee was hurting, his hip was hurting. And as I say, he's only in his early 70s. That's hardly old, right? And I sort of got him to admit that he doesn't do any regular exercise. And someone of his age should at the very least be going out for a 20-minute walk every day, right? And I said to him how, you know, even when I've injured my knee, which I did last year, and I can't run currently as well as I have been able to run, but I still take exercise every day. If I go, at least go for a walk, or, you know, I'll go out on the exercise bike or do a mile on the treadmill or something. And I was telling him how successful business owners, they always make time for exercise, regardless of how busy they are. And I think you have to, right? Well, this is my question for you. Do you make and force yourself to do exercise on a regular basis? Because you probably prioritize looking after your clients. You prioritize, you know, your partner if you have one, your kids if you have them. You prioritize talking to your team. And it's very easy to forget to prioritize one of the things that's actually going to make the quality of our life higher, which is regular exercise. Our bodies are amazing, but they're even better when we use them on a regular basis. And even just a 20-30 minute walk every single day, well, not only does it keep your body sharp, but it keeps your mind sharp as well. And I always make better quality decisions about my business and just better quality life decisions when I take regular exercise, which, as I say, is a long-standing habit for me. Your weight is more under control, your mind is sharper, you can do more, and your body will last longer. It's kind of weird how that works, isn't it? It should almost be the other way around, that the more you use it, the faster you run it out, you run it down, but it's not that case at all. So my challenge for you this week, as you're coming into this new week, we're about halfway through the year, ask yourself, what can I do to prioritize adding some exercise every single day? And it could be that actually, let's say you make 30 minutes worth of calls each day. What if you did those calls while you were walking, right? I know the first couple of times you'll be out of breath, but you'll soon get used to that. What if it's listening to a podcast or listening to an audiobook about improving your business? Could you do that while you're out walking? You know, if you have a dog, you make the time to walk the dog, right? What if it's a longer walk with the dog? If you have children, what if it's a walk with the kids to a playground or something like that? One of the things that you'll find in Atomic Habits, which is a great book, Atomic Habits by James Clear. If you haven't listened to it yet, get this book because it will make such a difference to your productivity. It is the best book on productivity on the planet. And one of the things he talks about is if you want to change something, you insert it into your existing routine. So rather than being all, right, I'm going to join the gym, I'm going to go there every day, which lasts for like 3 days, right? Instead, you build a daily walk or whatever you do into your normal routine. That's a great piece of advice from that book, Atomic Habits. So a couple of other things to tell you for this week, next week's content. So the week on Thursday, we're going to give you content for week commencing the 10th of June. And the title of that is More and More Businesses Are Making the Smart Decision to Proactively Invest in their cyber security defenses. So it's a big cyber security one. That's going to be with you on Thursday. And just an update on our new portal, actually. We've been doing a ton of work in the background. I've signed off a whole series of pages for our new portal. So we've completely redesigned it. It's a lot more logical. It's easier for you to find stuff. We've got a navigation on there. And I'm going to tell you more about that in the weeks ahead. But we're hoping to launch this kind of end of June, maybe the beginning of July. And I'll talk you through that when we launch it. Have a great week. And of course, if there's anything we can help you with, just drop us an email. Hello at mspmarketingedge.com.